The Road to Emmaus story is so well known, so famous in Christianity, that it has sprung up entire Christian ministries around it. How many ministries or churches are simply called Emmaus? That name alone seems to say everything we need to know about what kind of church or what that ministry is all about. And it's usually along the lines of encountering Jesus. So when we come to a story like this one, we only really need to say which story it is. Today's gospel is The Road to Emmaus, and most of us know it already. Many of us love it. I know I love it, but it also leaves me with some questions, and maybe you have some of those questions too. First of all, who were these two people? I don't remember hearing about Cleopas anywhere else. Why didn't they recognize Jesus? Why were these two so surprised to see Jesus, especially since he had already been raised? What did Jesus tell them as he interpreted the scriptures to them? How were they able to recognize Jesus when he broke the bread? And how did Jesus vanish from their sight? That first question, who were these two? That's an interesting place to start. We don't hear anything else about Cleopas. And why wasn't the other person named? One commentator suggested that this might be a married couple who were Jesus' followers. An interesting idea, yet another unnamed woman in Luke's gospel, although Cleopas could apparently have been used for a male or a female in those times. But the best idea I heard about the two on the road was that the second person was deliberately unnamed. Now, this is not like the Gospel of John, where you'll probably remember there are a number of passages about the disciple that Jesus loved, and there is much speculation about who that might be referring to. But in this passage from Luke's Gospel, that second person is unnamed, so the theory goes, so that the reader and hearer would identify themselves with that unnamed follower of Jesus. You, dear listener, are the second unnamed person. So that includes all of us as we listen to this story. So I invite you to imagine with me. We were on that road to Emmaus with Cleopas that Easter afternoon. Those things happened to us. Those questions are questions we had, both before and after this encounter. How do we make sense of them? What do we do with them now? And since you are already imagining and have placed yourself on that dusty road between Jerusalem and Emmaus 2,000 years ago, imagine with me just a little further. Jesus breaks the bread and gives it to us. We see him. He vanishes. We make our way as fast as we can the 7 miles back to Jerusalem. Imagine that after we've told the disciples what happened, you opened your cloak and a handwritten letter fell out. This is what that letter said. My dearest child, I did so enjoy our afternoon together today. I'm sorry for the scare I gave you, though it wasn't quite a scare, was it? It was more of a surprise, a happy surprise. I promise you that I wasn't trying to trick you. I think I was probably just as surprised as you, though my surprise came earlier. I was surprised that you didn't recognize me. Not when I first met you on the road. Not when you told me about all the events that you witnessed in Jerusalem. All the events that happened to me in Jerusalem. You still didn't even recognize me when I was telling you all about the scriptures and how those scriptures pointed to me. I hope it makes you feel better to know that you are not the only person this has happened to. It seems quite regular, actually. Even the people who knew me best can't see me for who I am, even when I'm right in front of them. I'm sorry for leaving so quickly. though I disappeared from your sight, please know that I am always with you, even when you can't see me. Once you had truly seen me, I knew that I could visit others. My body is not restricted in time and space in the same way now that I have been resurrected. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, and I can't really explain how it works, but it does. I'm sure you must have other questions, but I have some questions for you as well. You said that I was a prophet, mighty in word and deed before God and all the people. Is that still how you see me now, even after all this? Did your understanding of me limit your ability to see me, to fully see me? And what about the hope that you had had? You had hoped that I would be the one to redeem Israel. It would appear as though I let you down, that I disappointed you, that I did not live up to your vision for me. Do you see me now? Can you see me as I am, not as a prophet only, not as a conqueror, though I have come to save not only Israel, but all people? Can you see it? And I wonder, if seeing me made such a difference in your life, why didn't you come to the tomb this morning with the others? You heard from the women who were there first. You know what they said. Even if it sounded crazy, why didn't you go to see for yourself? I wonder if you were more prepared to deal with your sadness and disappointment than you were to face that unrealistic hope and see something more. After today, you won't see me again, at least not in the same way that you did at supper tonight. I hope you will hold that image of me in your heart. But as I said earlier, even though you don't see me, know that I am with you always. There will be times in your life that will be difficult, times where bad news just seems to pile up, times when your dreams are not realized and your hopes are dashed. You have experienced that a lot recently. It won't be the last time. But I hope that you will recognize that even in the dark times, when you feel like all hope is lost, there are good things that can happen too. Things that catch your interest, things that perk you up, and things that give you a new perspective. It may be that studying the scripture or hearing the good news shared will light a fire in you. It might happen that in eating a shared meal or sharing the things of God with others, you are able to see beyond your fears and your doubts, that you see God in your midst. I hope you will look for many opportunities like those, and I know that you will catch a glimpse of me from time to time. Remember me, even when all hope seems lost. Remember that I am not dead, but alive. Do not fear, but believe. If you keep watching for me, I know you will see me again, because even when you can't see me, I am walking with you. I am by your side. I will never leave you. Grace and peace be with you. Yeshua.